This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Are you sure we're supposed to be on today? just kidding. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today with us. Hour number one, it's just me. Tips from the book. And I've got some tips that you might not have considered. Hour number two, Bert's going to interview me, Bert Bertonis, a radio frequency engineer, master's degreed individual. And he's a senior engineer, patent holder. So he's going to be interviewing me. I believe it's going to be about plumbing and maybe what we do differently here at the farm. Tips that you can use about, you know, how to do things. So we are, since we have been unable to convince people that maybe we would have influence in the political system, I think we have failed that. So at least I do. So he's going to interview me about how to do things. Next Tuesday, Richie and I are going to be talking about something he's passionate about. He thinks that we should build a village. Maybe 1 or 2 acres for maybe $2,000 an acre because land has gone up. Farmland has gone up in our neck of the woods. And make that available for maybe 100 people who, or 50 people who want to have a plan A or plan B. You know, community, well, I'm not going to use that word, village center, village shared commons, if you will, school, workshop, automotive shop. Agricultural buildings, you know, do everything that we need to provide for ourselves. So if you're interested maybe up to $2,000 an acre with some common land that is used by everybody, let's say 100 acres of individually owned land with 100 acres of, you know, village land that we all share for gardening in our fish pond and, you know, that kind of thing, farm-raised fish, solar power, those kinds of things, rifle range, schoolhouse, village building. You can give us a call on Tuesday and let us know your thoughts. Are you interested? I have a feeling that there's virtually no interest. We'll find out. Let's see if I'm right or wrong. I think we'll find out that, as we have in the past, there are very few takers or very few even interested. On Friday next week, Kathy and Sharon have gotten together, and Kathy is our domestic engineer, and so is Sharon. And they're going to be talking about how to save money at the home. What can you do to stretch meals? How can you buy things and obtain things for less money? How can you do it the way they do? And they're experts at it. They are absolutely experts. So that is Friday, Kathy and Sharon. And they were both callers who became instructors. I'm delighted to have them do that. And I'll be listening in. So I won't be there. I mean, I'll be in the studio listening, but they're going to run the show and the classroom. Okay. I received an email from one of our class members. And let me read parts of it. I'm going to paraphrase it for radio. It's not that it has any profanity, and it does not. But it says, "Hi, Vincent." This is from Arjun. "Hi, Vincent. I heard today you explained that your father said there will be a black man president. After that, the country will be gone. I cannot explain this, but when I was a child, I think, not 100% sure, I heard this in India. I wanted to tell you this before also when you explained this earlier. So what he's saying is that he heard the same thing that I had heard. And he was in India and I was in the United States. So we heard the same thing. He goes on to say, he also said that you would not vote. And while I was talking to you over the phone, but I never understood why. I did not vote because you did not vote. But today you explained you already knew the vote would not be counted. And it was not. He goes on to say, you explained yesterday about a radio network, and why they took USA Prepares off the air. I stopped calling them, and I realized that they are not alternative media. From the past 11 years, I've heard them say that they were in dire need of funds, and they are still on the air, and they keep begging. I never donated to them. I will never donate or call them. Because they won't accept that COVID is real, and neither will they say anything negative about China or Russia. I don't think there is anyone more truthful than you on the radio, your friend, Arjun. That's an email from him. Thank you, Arjun. Very interesting. Well, here's something I'd like to share about the COVID-19 coronavirus. My position, I've said it over and over and over again, my position is absolutely immutable. It is not subject to change. And I'll tell you why. So from the very beginning, I said that I believed it was a man-made bioweapon. Well, we all know that almost a year later, that's absolutely positively true. I said this in around January 2020. It's real. It's dangerous, it's deadly, it's expensive. So, back months and months ago, people were saying, yeah, I keep reading about this on the news, but do you know anybody who has it? And many people would say, I keep reading about it too, but I don't know anybody. Well, we've had several people call, and they know people who have contracted COVID-19, and it was debilitating. Well, so here we are, about a year later. Our neighbors have it. Now, one set of neighbors, husband and wife, live in the house. They're seniors. One got it from a person in his vehicle. He gave a person a ride, and that person had it, and then he spread it to his wife. So husband and wife now have it. Well, had it. It took him a month to get over it. A month. Other neighbors have it. They live directly across from us. First neighbor. Now, these are properties that, if there wasn't a road, they would connect to our property. Okay? So one neighbor has it, and their property connects to ours. Husband and wife, they got it. Had it for a month. Across the road, husband and wife got it. Daughter got it. So everybody in the household has gotten this. Well, we got a call from some people we know on the Northeast. We know them really well. So the father, we'll call him the grandfather because he's about my age. He's the grandfather. And he is suffering from cancer and is getting cancer treatments, chemo. And his wife, the grandmother, lives with him. But they need some help. And they need some help, getting the housework done, those kinds of things. So they brought in an assistant and come in and, help them out. The assistant brought with her COVID-19, the coronavirus. So who got it? Well, the grandfather didn't get it. And we're thinking that maybe it's the chemotherapy that prevented him from getting it. So he didn't get it. But his wife did. She's in the hospital. And their children, three children, they're adults. It would be, actually, their children are about my age. They all got it. Why? Because they visited mom and dad, you know, to help them out. So the only one who didn't get it was the grandfather of the five of them. Four of them got it. One of them is not in the hospital, so it's been really rough on the family. So what is the cost? And I mentioned that this is expensive. The average cost ranges between $51,000 to $78,000 if you get hospitalized with COVID-19. And they were all treated, okay? So different lengths of stay at the hospital. $51,000 times four is $204,000. That's almost $250,000 for this family. Now, maybe they have insurance, maybe they don't. Maybe they have a high deductible, maybe they have a high copay. I don't know. Maybe they don't have any insurance. So if you're listening to people on the radio telling you COVID is fake, fraud, to use their words, BS, I'm here to tell you that I have not changed my position. And my position is absolutely correct. It is real. Now, the low estimate would be $204,000 for the four of them being hospitalized. The high estimate would be $78,000 each, which would bring the grand total to $312,000. Now, with most families in the United States not being able to come up with $1,000, how's that going to work? How is that going to work? And what I want to know is why our government has not declared war on the Chinese. Why? Why is it that no one said, those guys are killing us? But we haven't even said a word about it, right? I guess I'm the only guy who said that. Okay, so here's how I do some things. Here are tips from the book. I really liked, when I was growing up, I liked something called Taylor ham. And it was kind of like a salami, and you could kind of fry it. But my dad, teaching chemistry in school, told me that water is a universal solvent, and there's some bad chemicals in salami and Taylor ham. So we'd cook it in water. We'd cut it into these, you know, slices. It's round, cut into slices. And he put one cut from the center to the outside so that as you cook it, it would stay flat. He'd boil it in water. And what would happen is the water would absorb the nitrites and the nitrates. Not all of them, but a good percentage of them. And we'd throw out the water and add more water and from the tap and do it again. That's how I cooked Taylor ham when I was growing up. That's it, because my dad taught me that. And, of course, you want to discard that water. You don't want to give it to the dogs or cats, animals. I do the same thing with salami. I don't eat salami very often, but sometimes I do. And I boil it in water and get the nitrites and nitrates out. Now, does it taste the same? No. Does it taste more bland? Absolutely. Is it safer? Yes. And what about bacon? Can you do the same thing with bacon? I'll tell you when we get back. I've got a whole bunch of tips. I don't know if I'll get through them all. No, I'm not going to, but we'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, just me for hour number one. Hour number two, Bert's going to be interviewing me about, I think, about plumbing. Jeff in Massachusetts, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Hold on. Vince. I want to talk about the election and the fraud in the election, and also the national.
Are you sure you want? Hold it. Do you really want to talk about this? I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fair enough.
You know why? Yes. I'll tell you why, Jeff. I appreciate your call. There's nothing we can do about it. The selections, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they are for. The outcome is predetermined. Whether it's for the dog catcher, whether it is for the mayor, whether it doesn't matter. It's already been determined, and we go to the polls. And what are the polls for? The polls are, if you have an opinion, whom would you like to see? But your opinion is discounted. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, oh yes. I agree with that 100%. In fact, it's been a while since I talked to you, and you're right. I'm gonna cut to the chase, because we really are finished as a country. I just wanted to make the case for it, but Here's what I basically want to say in a nutshell, since you don't want to talk about any of that stuff. I suggest that Americans get to know an Eastern European or Russian or somebody from a hardcore Islamist country who is not a Muslim, who's immigrated to America, and pick his or her brain and learn about what they went through, because we're going to go through the exact same thing as a country, plain and simple.
Okay. I love what you just said. I love it. Yes. Because you're exactly right. But it's not just Muslims. It's all over. I have recommended a television series from the 1960s, Jeff and class. It's called Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T. Morrow, Rick Jason. And it was a really big hit. It ran for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I own the series. Yeah, I own the series. I've watched it several times. And there are so many lessons. So many lessons about fraud, deception, what war is like. It is the best series on anti-war that has ever been produced. It shows the hardships of the GIs. It takes place in France, okay, toward the end of World War II. Yeah, it takes place in France. And it shows the Nazis shelling farms, villages, cities, towns.
Oh my God.
It shows the despair of the men, women, and children. It shows hunger, starvation, lack of clothing, lack of water, how the Nazis would shoot cows, they would steal chickens. It was the damage that the Nazis inflicted on the world was just staggering. All because one guy, Adolf Hitler, was able to get people to work together for what they believed was the repair of Germany after World War II, after World War I. Okay? That's what the Germans believed that. So they were willing to all fall in line. And it's just like these Trump followers. When they would have these flotillas and they would have these banners and right or wrong, he's my guy. Well, that's what they did. That's what they did in World War II with Adolf Hitler. Now, I'm not suggesting that former President Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. I'm not suggesting that. But what I am saying is that they both have had fanatics and followers, blind followers. And I wouldn't do it. I would not vote for Donald Trump, and I certainly wouldn't vote for the sleepy guy. I wouldn't do it. So I didn't vote. I did not vote because my vote doesn't count. It doesn't count for anything. Jeff, I ran for the board of directors for the electric cooperative 4 out of 5 years. I was beaten probably worse than any candidate they've ever had. I was beaten by a guy who got up on stage, and I'm paraphrasing, they'd only give you 2 minutes. You have to make your case for why you should be on the board of directors in front of the entire assembled membership, whoever shows up to vote. You make your case, you got 2 minutes. You can't do it. So this guy who I'm running against says, "Hi, I'm from here. My mama's from here. My dad is from here. I was born right up there on the corner. I'm from here. Vote for me. Appreciate it. Thank you very much." And he blew my doors off.
Oh, that's terrible.
It happened 4 out of 4 times that I ran. I ran 4 times of 5 years. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. Another of President Biden's executive orders Congress this week was mandating face coverings on all federal property. Hours later, the president gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial without a face mask. A spokesman for Biden said, "There are bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time." Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. The proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden's cabinet confirmation hearings continue. USA Radio News' Wendy King takes a look at the transportation secretary position.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was also questioned from Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Rick Scott of Florida about dwindling funds because of cheaper gas and the dawn of electric vehicle use. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's conference championship time in the National Football League. Both games will be played Sunday at 3:05 p.m. Eastern. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be at the Green Bay Packers on Fox. Then at 6:40 p.m., the Buffalo Bills are at the Kansas City Chiefs on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, I didn't hang up. We lost our student, Jeff. But the point I'm trying to make is that I don't believe my vote counts. I don't believe anybody's vote counts unless, you know, that's done in the back room. So I'm not going to waste my time. And so back to bacon. How do I cook bacon? The same way as salami. I put it the bacon in a pan of water. I boil it. And I pour off the water and I do it again. And I don't pour the water down the straight sink because we have a septic system. It'll help clog it up quicker. So I take it outside and I pour it out on the either on the grass where the cows aren't going to eat it, or I pour it in the gravel driveway where the sun will help volatilize it. But animals kind of like it. You know, dogs would like to lick the driveway because they think it tastes good. And then after I boil the nitrates and nitrites out as best I can, then I'll cook it in a pan. And there's a cast iron pan that I bought. I really like it. And it's made by Lodge. Now, Lodge was not the best of the cast iron companies, but it's pretty much the only survivor. And their cast iron isn't quite as good, but it's all right. They have I believe it's about 10.5 inches square. Now, they sell lots of them for less than $30 and have these ribs in them. That's not the one to get. You want the one without the ribs. The ribs make a miserable job of cleaning the pans, and they don't cook as well as the pans without the ribs. Okay? So they make the same size with ribs and without ribs. And you can also get a bacon press. This is cast iron part with a cast iron handle. It's all cast iron, and it will press the bacon down on the pan. And it works great. The problem is that the non-ribbed Lodge brand cast iron skillet, I guess you might call it, is more expensive without the ribs as with the ribs. But I would get the one without the ribs. We have both of them, and I don't use the one anymore with the ribs because it's miserable to clean. It doesn't work as well. It does not cook bacon as well. Jeff, I see you're back. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Back on the call screen.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll tell you what happened. Whether it was a commercial, a robocall came in. I thought it was a call from one of my friends or work or whatever. So I answered the phone, and then I got off, and then a glitch happened. But let me tell you.
I'd like to comment on that. That happens to me, too. I might be on the phone talking with someone, and a call comes in. Now, what is to make us think that the call that comes in is more important than the call we're on? So I have a position, and that position is, unless I recognize it as a family member, it's not as important as the call I'm on. So I don't say, I got to go, unless I see it's one of our children who happens to be traveling or was, that kind of a thing. Unless it's someone I know that might have an emergency, I am not going to interrupt the call I'm on for the next call because of these parasites who call, and especially the ones that say, we're from the police, and they have families, and we need your money. I'm certainly not going to give to them.
You know, Vince, you got a brilliant point there, and I didn't recognize who was calling, and so forth, so I figured I answered it in case it was for me or for my roommate or something like that. So anyways, I'm going to get back to my main subject, which is why we are in the pickle that we are in as a country and some of the solutions. I pointed to one of the solutions, which is to get to know somebody from a communist or a Muslim country who knows what it's like to live there. Now we're there, we get an insight of what we're going to go through, because Americans don't have a clue about this stuff, and we're going to get all kinds of misinformation, propaganda, everything like that, because the general public does not want to educate themselves. Now, I'm going to go back to the root of why we are in where we're in, because you are right. Our vote does not count. And if you go back to 1950s America, I didn't live in 1950s America. I'm 50 years old right now. But if you go back to 1950s America, there was one man who gave the warning, Joseph McCarthy. He warned of communist infiltration in this country, and the general public laughed at it and went back to the barbecues, the cookouts, the post-war paradise, and got big and fat and just was asleep at the wheel while the beatniks. Have you ever heard of the beatnik generation?
Absolutely. Maynard G. Krebs was the poster boy for the beatnik generation. I want to make a comment on what you just said.
Yes.
When I lived in Virginia, I used to listen to the local 1340 type AM radio station. That's local radio AM. 1340 on the dial is the village radio frequency. And there are probably 1,000 or more of them across the United States, 1340 AM. There are 1,000 watts maximum. So I was listening to the radio, and I heard an interview with these two guys who came from the former Soviet Union. They came from Russia. And they were over here in America to kind of learn what we're all about. And I listened to this interview, and I called up the station manager, because they used to talk about me on the radio a lot because of my computer technology work and with the school systems. So I would hear myself, you know, being my voice I would hear on the radio, not as a broadcaster. I was just, you know, just a guy. And so I called the station manager because I knew him. And I said, I'd like to meet these guys. Would you ask them if I could take them out to dinner with Mrs. Finelli? And I'll pick them up.
Yes.
And they said, yeah. So I met, you know, we're sitting in this booth at the local restaurant in Nowhere, Virginia. And I said, so, guys, what was it like? What did you learn about the United States when you were in Russia? And they said, oh, we learned that the United States was terrible. It was so bad in the United States, you know, this is like in the 80s when they learned this, that, you know, if you cut yourself, you know, you die because the medical care was so bad in the United States that you would die from a cut from not being able to be treated by a doctor. And yeah. We learned that America was full of ramshackled housing, dilapidated. And I said, wow, that's the same thing we learned about you guys. Isn't that the truth? So yeah. what I'm saying is, your description of talking to someone who has been there, who knows, that's exactly what Mrs. Finelli and I did. We talked to two guys in their 30s or 40s who actually learned what it was like because they lived there, and we asked them. And so they described that they were lied to about how evil America was and how great the former Soviet Union was. And yet they were starving. They couldn't get medical care. They couldn't get hot water. They couldn't get hardly get anything. And that's how the government of the former Soviet Union described the United States of America, the greatest country in the history of the world at that time. Back to you, Jeff.
Yes, you're exactly right. And let me take it a step further. With the 1950s and the post-war boom, people were happy. And you see, and you have to recognize that in America, we were already starting to divide as a country. You had classes of people, because back then in the 50s, the blacks and the minorities did not have that much control over anything. They lived in ghettos. And I'm going to sound like a leftist in saying this, but the whites moved into the suburbs, those who can, and insulated themselves in a bubble. And I'm talking about the Northeast where I live. And because they insulated themselves in a bubble and voted Democrat and wanted to keep their bacon and their money and their happiness and did not keep their eye on the ball, the snakes of the beatniks and their communist cohorts. And by the way, there is 45 goals by Cleon Skousen on how to infiltrate this country and bring it down. And also, Yuri Bezmenov has a video on four stages of infiltration and destruction of a country, as exhibit A and B of what I'm talking about. You see, the Soviets have won. The communists have won. We are now destroyed as a country. You guys in talk radio are living on borrowed time. I suggest right now the general public that they educate themselves in communism and Leninism and radical Islam and all the other isms, because we're going into it.
Jeff, let me stop you right there. Stop you right there. Okay, you guys, I believe you use the term you guys in talk radio. Are there any broadcasters who do what USA Prepares does? Are we different or are we the same as everybody else?
Oh, you're different. And that's why I like your show, because you're different and there's alternate differences, but when the hammer of communism starts coming down on talk radio, they're going to squelch all dissent until all you have is homogenized official government radio with the official government line. In other words, the American people will not be able to move up in the world unless they kiss the boots of the communist dictators. You won't be able to get anywhere. You will be poor as a church mouse unless you toe the government
well,
line.
We are.
And
we already are.
Yeah.
We already are. Jeff, I don't like that word that expression that you used just now. So let's not use that anymore.
I'm sorry.
But So here's my way of thinking. I have said on the air, what would the king do? What would the king do? So if you look at things that are happening, you look at them through the eyes of the king. Now, whether there's a king or not, when Donald Trump was CEO of the United States of America, I would look at what would he do? Okay? With Joe Biden, what would he do? With the Queen of England, what would she do? They all have something in common. They do not want to relinquish any power and any control. But it's not just them. It's the governors as a king. What would the governor want to do? What would the mayor want to do? What would the dog catcher want to do? They all want to preserve and defend their way of life at all costs.
That's true.
So
even
that's
before the yes. Even before
that's
the
how I look at it.
Even before the concept of communism, there was feudalism, way back to where the king was God. The king had ultimate authority of death and life. You could not hunt in the king's forest. Why do you think our founding fathers had the Constitution? Because they already went through this garbage back in medieval England. Why do you think you had the Magna Carta? Because the nobles of medieval England already went through a dictatorship under, and correct me if I'm wrong, King Richard the Lionhearted, and so forth. And when you look at the story of Robin Hood, that's based on a real person, and it's not like you see in the movies. So you see, this kind of stuff has been going on all throughout history. Whatever name you call it, it's...
Yeah, you're right. Jeff in Massachusetts, you are absolutely right. And there's an old expression, there's okay. nothing new under the sun. It's the same old stuff, different players, different people, different subjects, different people being duped, and different people controlling us at the muzzle of a gun. Jeff, I've got to run. Thank you so much for your call.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, it's just me in the studio right now and a couple of colts. And they don't have legs. They just have, they're made out of, blued steel. So, cooking ham. Same thing as cooking bacon. Same thing as cooking salami. And we boil it. And why? To get the nitrites and nitrites out. Why do we do that? Because they cause cancer. That's right. So I would say that if you have that great flavorful ham, because of the nitrites and nitrates, that's what makes it taste so good. You are poisoning yourself. So what we do is we boil it first. That's ham, bacon, salami. Okay. And you can too. And then you can cook it. Now, it won't taste as well. It won't taste as good. And if you have people over, who does that anymore? But if you did, they'd say, this isn't so flavorful. That's exactly correct. It's not as flavorful. All right, so we're working on a 2011 General Motors 1500 truck. It's like the Chevy truck, 1500, half ton. And it had some codes. You may think that, I don't want to listen to this because, it'll get a little bit technical. But you're going to learn something in just within the next 2 minutes. 2011 General Motors 1500 half-ton pickup truck. It had a code that was called a P2119. And that code, the description of that code is throttle closed position performance. Throttle closed position performance. Had another code, P2135. Throttle position sensor 1-2 correlation error. Had another code, C0242. PCM indicated TCS malfunction. PCM is the power train control module. That's a computer. The TCS is the traction control system computer. So the C0242 error indicated there was a malfunction in the power train control computer and the traction control computer and or the associated sensors. Now, what did we do? And if you brought that to a dealer, oh, man, that sounds pretty serious. A couple computers are involved, throttle position sensor, maybe the mass airflow sensor. Well, that's a big deal, right? Well, here's what happened. The symptoms were the Stabilitrack light came on saying that the traction is not working right. the traction. It's a four-wheel drive vehicle. There's a problem with the traction. That sounds pretty serious. It went into limp mode, so reduced engine power, and the truck could hardly go forward. The check engine light came on, and the ABS, that's the braking system light, came on intermittently. So this looks like it's a big deal, right? The Stabilitrack, the drivetrain, the engine, and the brakes. So what was it? Well, what's happened with General Motors V8 engines that we've seen is they obviously got some accountants involved in the engine design. And the accountants, I think, said, we don't need to have positive crankcase ventilation. We can just have a couple little holes drilled in a piece of pipe, little tiny holes the size of a number two pencil lid, and that will ventilate the crankcase and it'll pull out the moisture. Well, the vehicles that we're seeing now have lots of moisture in the oil because the crankcase is not being ventilated properly because those two little holes that the accountants have put in this piece of pipe get clogged. And there's a back pressure that pushes oil vapor and moisture into the air intake system, the plumbing, after the air cleaner, but before the throttle body. And it sits there and it confuses the throttle position sensor. And the car won't run or the truck won't run. It goes into limp mode. You pull it off to the side of the road and call a tow truck. So what is the fix? Well, you take a paper towel and you wipe out this oily goo that sits in your air intake system. It's real easy. You can get to it with a screwdriver. It's on top of the engine. It's that, maybe 2.5-inch diameter, 3-inch diameter piece of flexible rubber hose between the air cleaner, the air mass sensor, and the mass air sensor and the throttle body. And you just clean out the oil, wipe it out, and put it back together, and everything's good. So why does this happen? Well, I believe it's for two reasons. One, I believe the engine oil is substandard now, and it does not clean. It does not have the detergent in it that it used to. And because of that, and because of people not changing the oil frequently enough, deposits build up, clog these little tiny orifices, and we have these very expensive dealer fix problems. Now, they're easy to fix if you know what to do. I told you, just a paper towel. But if you don't know what to do, you're looking at $1,000 or more. Because the dealer's not going to say, we just wiped it out and everything's good. And the other thing is these variable valve timing solenoids. They get plugged up like crazy. And the engine won't run right at all. And it actually may stop because of not frequent enough oil changes. Oil changes are a big deal. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.